the coast, gangbusters, police, the G-men, are government agents marching against the underworld.
Tonight, the case of the Wolverine, a shrinking, shadowy figure who stole out of the raging blizzards of the North Country to spread terror and destruction. That's tonight's gangbusters.
Picture our setting as the special office turned over to gangbusters by Commissioner Lewis J. Valentine of the New York City Police for a proxy interview between Colonel H. Norman Schwarzkopf, United States Army, and Tim Curran, former sheriff, Delta County, Michigan. Colonel Schwarzkopf.
I understand tonight's case has a very unusual setting, Sheriff Curran.
Yes, Schwarzkopf.
The desolate North Woods on the upper peninsula of the state of Michigan. And it was out of the swirling blizzards of this region that the criminal known as the Wolverine struck.
When I hear you mention blizzards, Colonel Schwarzkopf, my ears go right up.
Why, Frank?
Well, blizzards, cold, and rain make up what I call Sloan's liniment weather. And this winter, with fuel so carefully rationed, it's going to make heavier demands than ever on your bottle of reliable Sloan's liniment. So be prepared, as families the world over have prepared themselves during the past 50 years. Always have a bottle of Sloan's liniment handy. Sloan's, you know, takes only a jiffy to apply, and usually brings you quick and comforting relief in almost no time at all. No painful rubbing or massaging. Just pat Sloan's on that sore place and relax for a few minutes. You'll actually feel Sloan's go to work like a heat treatment, which seems to soothe the tightness and tiredness right out of that aching muscle. Don't let winter catch you unprepared. Ask your favorite druggist for a bottle of Sloan's liniment tomorrow. And now, Colonel, what about the blizzard you were discussing?
Well, Sheriff Curran, where and when does the case of the Wolverine begin?
Late one cold winter's night near the town of Grosse, Michigan. A fur trapper, Pierre DeGan, and his dog plodded through the heavy snowdrift toward the shack of another isolated trapper, John Charles. It was beginning to snow heavily. A blizzard was setting in.
The wind,
but soon we warm up at Mr. Carl's place, huh? There she is, by God. The delight to the pantry. But Mr. Carl is surprised to see us after all this month. Come on, boy. Mr. Carl. You wouldn't go out and leave the lights on. Maybe something wrong.
Look at that. The door is swinging open by herself.
Come on, boy. We go in and see.
North West Canal, but through Land Railroad Station.
Fred, that
you? Yes. Who are you talking to?
Pierre DeGaulle. Fred.
Yeah?
There is bad trouble. Mr. Charles has been bitten and robbed in his cabin.
What's that you say?
And the gunman, he killed my dog.
What?
And tried to kill me.
Good luck. Pierre, you saw this gunman, did you? Was he a big fellow with a black mask and a green mackinaw?
Yes, but now you know, Fred.
That's the same critter robbed me here at the station the other night. The Wolverine. Heard about 10 robberies he did. Pierre, did you call Sheriff Tim?
Well, Sheriff Tim don't answer the telephone. That is why I call you.
Yeah, all right, Pierre. I'll get the sheriff quick. I'll call him back right now.
I won't put down that phone.
Hello?
How did you get
it down?
The Wolverine.
And you didn't expect me back again, did you? I want that cash box. That's just a little taste of what I'll give you. Get me the cash box.
Here. Here's the cash box.
There better be more money in it than last time. Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. 9:30 Fred, right on time to pick me up. Now, Pop, you get yours.
You keep your hands off of me.
You're going to call that two-bit sheriff, eh? Here's what I think of sheriff.
Detective Ross. Been doing a little checking on some police reports.
Sheriff, this case has me dead beat.
You're right.
No wonder they call him the Wolverine. Seems to have an animal's instinct to avoid every trap we've set.
Now, let's do a little reasoning, Detective Ross. The Wolverine is no stranger to these North Michigan woods.
Mm-hmm.
Notice his cunning in heading for the railroad tracks after he told us.
Yes.
It prevents our tracking his footprints through the snow. All he has to do is hop a freight. The trail is lost.
Well, I certainly hope our new plan works, Sheriff Tim. Scott says people are afraid to go out nights, barricading their doors, thinking each sound they hear is the Wolverine stealing up on them.
If our first plan doesn't work for us, the second plan may. You know your assignment?
Yes, Sheriff. Stand guard at the North Escanaba Railroad Station every night.
Good. Chief Carswell will have men watching the other stations. May take nights of watching, but this time, if the Wolverine returns, we'll be ready for him.
This railroad station's like an ice house. Probably warmer outside than in here. It'll be long after midnight. Jump, didn't expect that thing to ring. Sheriff's the only one knows I'm here. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Well, who is it? Who is it?
I was just wondering, Detective Ross, if you were lonely down there at North Escanaba.
Who is it? Well, whoever you are, if you got anything to say, you better say it. Hello?
You should have been watching the railroad station up at Gladstone, Detective. I just dropped it. I thought I'd let you know.
Hello? Okay, brother, so the joke's on me, eh? Well, maybe not. You don't know about the other trap the sheriff set, and you've just swallowed it. Hook, line, and sinker.
This case gets more interesting all the time, Sheriff Cohen. I know our gangbusters listeners are anxious to know what this second trap was.
I know that I, for one, am most interested, Colonel Schwarzkopf, because I've been advising our gangbusters audience for a long time to set a few traps of their own. Traps that will catch muscular aches and pains in time to prevent needless suffering. It's very simple. First, guard against overexertion, accidents, and overexposure to raw weather. Second, if muscular distress does strike, despite all your precautions, apply Sloan's liniment at once. Third, be prepared. Always have a bottle of Sloan's liniment on your medicine shelf. The sooner you pat on Sloan's liniment, the sooner you can expect the quick and comforting relief for which Sloan's is so famous. And how welcome that relief is to you men who come in stiff and sore from your job, or you youngsters with your football charley horses and roller skating bruises. Yes, even to you mothers, who often feel that a day's washing and cleaning seem to tie your muscles into knots. All you have to do is pat Sloan's on that aching back or stiff shoulder, and almost immediately you'll feel that gentle and penetrating warmth acting like a heat treatment to smooth out the kinks and miseries in those painful muscles. Remember, it's best to be prepared. Ask your druggist for Sloan's liniment next time you're shopping in his store. Well, Colonel, that's the kind of trap I've been setting. What about the trap we hope is going to close on the Wolverine?
Well, Sheriff Kern, you told us how the Wolverine robbed the railroad station at Gladstone, Michigan, while the authorities were guarding the station at North Escanaba.
But without knowing it, the Wolverine fell into a carefully set police trap, Colonel Schwarzkopf. It took a little while for the trap to develop. But 3 days later, it was beginning to close. In Nick's small lunchroom on Main Street in Escanaba, Michigan, at exactly 14 minutes to 8 in the morning.
Hey, Nick, how about a check for the food? Let me get out of here.
Oh, sure thing, Mr. Pence. Now, let's see. You waste the 60, 70, 85 cents, Mr. Pence.
Okay, Nick. Here's a dollar. Keep the change.
Oh, thank you.
So long.
Goodbye. He's a very fine man, P.A. Hey, you want any more coffee, P.A.?
Who is that, Nick?
Oh, that was a Joe Pence. And do you know him, P.A.?
Like I heard that voice someplace.
Oh, monsieur, so Mr. Pern used to live in Escanaba 2 years ago, Pierre, but he moved out west to buy a ranch. Now he come back for a little while. I wish I had his money. If I had one of Mr. Pern's money, Pierre, I wouldn't slave in a lunch cart like this.
No wonder you don't have his money, Nate. Look what you are doing.
Well, what am I doing? Send money, what do you know? I roll up a dollar bill he gave me with a paper napkin and then throw it away. That's a good one out of me, all right. Throwing away dollar bills. I better put in the cash register. That's a good one of me, throw dollar bill away.
Then, at 9 o'clock that night, Colonel.
I'm so excited, Chief Croswell. I rushed right over here to your police office. Chief Croswell, don't you see? This dollar bill that I make a mistake about and roll up into my napkin, she's the one of the stolen money from Gladstone Railroad Station. There's the mark on the front of it, like you want on the stocking.
Now, easy, easy, Nick. Calm down.
Yeah,
this is one of the marked bills, all right, but, Nick, when the Wolverine robbed the Gladstone Station, he had no idea he was stealing marked money.
Oh.
But he was. He had every bill in the Gladstone Station marked, and this dollar bill certainly has our marking on it.
Well, when you told me, Chief Credwell, to watch all the bills for that little mark on it, I do it. I see the mark on that dollar.
You say it was Joe Pernt who gave you this dollar, Nick?
Absolutely, Chief Croswell. Positively, without a more perception. This morning in my lunch room, he gave it to me. I remember well, I started to roll it up into my napkin and throw it away, but Pierre DeGarne, he was there, isn't he? He saw me almost to throw it away.
I wonder where Pernt got it. I noticed Pernt's back in town, Nick. I understand you bought a ranch out west.
Monsieur, but I ain't saying that Mr. Pern stole this money, Chief Croswell. I'm just saying that Mr. Pern gave it to me. Maybe somebody else gave it to Mr. Pern.
Well, you did a good job spotting it, Nick. It's the first mark bill that's turned up.
Pretty good eyes for an old man, eh? When I see it in my cash register, I get so excited, I knock over 2 ketchup bottles.
Well, I know the hotel Mr. Pern's stopping at. Think I'll drop over there and see what he can tell me about this dollar bill.
Yes? Who is it?
Police Chief Croswell.
Police? Just a minute.
Hello, Mr. Pern. I heard you were back in town.
Well, I was wondering if you had any idea where you picked it up.
Oh, I see. Where I picked it up.
Yeah.
No, Chief, I'm afraid I can't help you. I might have gotten it anywhere.
Well, can you think where you changed any bills? You may even have more than the marked money on you. Take a look in your wallet.
My wallet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have it right here in my back pocket.
Hey, what's the idea of that gun, Perry?
I thought you didn't know, copper. Turn around and watch out that closet in the corner. Come on.
So, you're the Wolverine.
Move or I'll plug you.
Yeah. I know you will.
Pretty clever marking that money, Chief. But I won't help you now. Open that closet door, Chief. Now get him.
What?
Oh, get your arm in the door. It won't close, eh? I'll fix your arm. I'll fix it. Now, wise guy. Nuts, I forgot his gun. I better slam.
No, you don't, Pants. Tell me you're a shoot. Good job. Going right through that balcony window.
A quick search of the alley, Colonel, showed where Pant had landed. following the stains and seeing that they led toward the railroad tracks, hurried back to headquarters and rounded up all available men.
Now get lanterns and flashlights. Blood stains leading toward the track. I checked for the railroad and there's no train passing through. This time we got the Wolverine in the open.
Oh,
now, Jim, you'll be ready to swear in more deputies. We need them. I'll let you know.
Right,
you
sir.
Okay, men. Everyone set?
Okay.
Now we spread out and cover the railroad track. Come on, let's go.
All right.
Flat out Parent's footmark.
Well, we've got to hurry, Pierre. Looks like he's heading for Big Perch Lake and the railroad beyond. You're the best trapper in the state, Pierre. If anybody can tell him, you can.
Yes, we got to be careful, Chief Roswell. Our arm may wait in ambush and kill before we see him.
Yeah.
Huh?
Something moving over there by those bushes.
Another of those gray devils. They ever bunched together in wolf pack, Chief Croswell. We be in one tough but.
Yeah. Well, let's go on.
That's the cur. What cur?
Stop. There is something up ahead this time.
Yeah. A shack just back of the street.
That's probably my plan. Headed this way. To get to that shack. Out of the wind. We sneak up the right side window. Careful now.
See anything?
No. Looks empty inside.
Let's try the door.
Balloon! Balloon! Put the door for us!
Oh, that's right.
My leg is broke. The door of the trap has gone right into my leg.
Oh, sir, Pierre. I'll see if I can tie the trap. Open.
It's shivering a little. Can you pull your... leg out! Little big boy, please!
Yes! Get out of here! The legs ripped to pieces!
That devil, Baron, set his trap! Baron knew he was running in, he set the trap in front of the door!
Here, get your arm around my neck! I'll have you inside the shack!
Mr. Baron, he will get away!
Well, I've got to fix your face here! You'll die if I leave you here.
In the snow, she will blot out our tracks, Chief Croswell. He will get away.
Well, I'm afraid of that, but right now it's your life we got to worry about. Come on, put your arm on me.
That was a very unusual accident, Sheriff Kern. The police actually being stopped by a bear trap.
Yes, General Schwarzkopf. And it enabled Perrin to escape. Alarms were flashed out. And late the next day, word came that a man answering Perrin's description had been seen near the railroad station at Champion. Sheriff Kim and Detective Ross left for Champion immediately.
Well, Sheriff Kim, I guess there's no sense hanging around this railroad station any longer. Perrin must have beat it when he saw the station agent and spotted him.
Yeah. What I'm afraid of, Detective Ross, is that Perrin will hop a train and head for the Canadian border.
There are no more trains out of here tonight, Sheriff.
Well, what there is a 10:30 train. Leave from over at Astoria tonight.
Sheriff Kim, we could never get over there in time. It's 10:05 now, and Astoria is 11 miles away.
We've got to make it in time.
But how?
There's only one possible way. Are you out there on the railroad siding?
The hand car, Sheriff Kim?
Yes. That's our only chance. We've got to pump that hand car and get to Astoria before the train does.
Holy smokes.
Come on, there's no time to lose. Every second counts.
Catching up on us any minute now.
Good.
I've gone after criminals a good many ways, but never before on a handcart.
If the train overtakes us while we're on this trestle, we'll be done for you, Sheriff.
Faster.
Good Lord, it's coming now. We haven't a chance.
We've got to get across this trestle.
Stopping. We can't make it.
We're almost there.
I can see the engine lights right back of us. Come on.
Port Orchard, Washington.
charged with bank robbery. George Thompson, 32, 6 feet, 1 quarter inch, 155 pounds, hair dark, combed back, long nose, deformed, slopes to right side, long nose, deformed, slopes to right side, long neck with prominent Adam's apple, long neck with prominent Adam's apple, large hands, walks very erect, never wears hat, likes to play cards, never wears hat, likes to play cards, man, 32, tall, slim, nose sloping to right, long neck with prominent Adam's apple, man fitting this description, wanted for questioning, bank robbery, Katona, New York.
Charged with violation National Motor Vehicle Theft Act, Edward Hendrickson, 42, 5 feet 9 inches, 165 pounds, heavy black hair, dark eyes, scar over right eye, scar right cheek, scar left front chin, mole left cheek, nose turns up at end, nose turns up at end, gold cap upper front tooth, gold cap upper front tooth, tip left index finger amputated, tip left index finger amputated, neat dresser, likes to play golf, bridge.
If you have any information concerning these clues, notify your local police, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or Gangbusters at once. And now here's what Philip H. Lord has planned for next week.
Gangbusters, friends, for Sloan's Liniment next week, we're going to take you behind the scenes as a modern police department unravels a series of baffling incidents. Learn how the police found a paper matchbox, an umbrella, and an antifreeze tag. Hear how these small articles set the police on the trail of an infamous gang and the startling climax.
You won't want to miss 1 second of next